WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If you're so mad, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
This is a Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rockin, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Hey!
It's Monday night, which means Monday Night Raw. It's the go-home edition of Monday Night Raw through the Royal Rumble, which made it a good time had by all. It's a good show tonight.
This was a good yet very weird show. I feel like they hit all the points they needed to heading into the Rumble, because this is the go home for the Rumble, so we got all the high points that we needed to.
Especially from the Raw side.
And that's what you want. That's the sign of a really good show, because then it didn't get through several matches in doubt for some people in terms of what's going to happen. And we also got the evolution of Brock Lesnar yet again.
We'll get to that in a minute. We'll get to that and the ending here in a moment. But I wanted to talk about one thing that I really enjoyed from the show, was they gave purpose to the Women's Royal Rumble. Throughout the night, they had all the participants that they could from the Raw side talk about the match. You had Bianca and Queen Zelina talk about they at least had Zelina talk about it before it, where it's like, hey, this is about the match I'm having now, and about the Royal Rumble, and heading to WrestleMania. Bianca would beat Zelina in the match, but it was a nice, hey, here it is. We also gave Bianca a solid win over the Queen of the Ring, heading into the Royal Rumble, showcasing her in that way as well. So I like that.
I do like that. I like that they're giving it a purpose and a point and a feeling. It's not just there, because at this point it kind of has to be there. It's one of the last remnants of the Women's Revolution, because they've sort of lost a lot of the other things that they got in the bid for equality. So I'm happy that they're like making it important. They're making it feel important, because they should, because I think especially this year at WrestleMania, it's very unclear who's going for what titles on the women's side, and the Women's Royal Rumble is going to make that determination. I think we kind of know, but we kind of don't know at the same time, which I like.
We don't know for sure, because other wrinkles could be thrown into the whole thing, and we'll talk about more of that Thursday. But you also had Rhea, Liv, Dana, Nikki, Carmella, and Tamina before their match all get 30 seconds during their entrances. Here's six pre-tapes. Boom. Here's why I'm winning the Royal Rumble. I like that. We saw Rhea, Liv, and Dana taking on Nikki, Carmella, and Tamina. Team Rhea won. Nikki would get a cheap shot on Rhea afterwards. But it's like, I like that every woman got a chance to speak. You know?
Agreed. And I'm right there with you. I mean, again, because it's like this is a chance for the women to shine. And they're actually letting the women shine, which I think we've all kind of been missing and waiting for. Mm-hmm. And when I say letting the women shine, I don't mean like that they don't let the women shine, because they do, but they're letting all the women shine. It's not the select few that we get to see every week. It's every woman on the roster got a chance to speak.
Everyone had a voice. And sometimes a lot of their characters miss a voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, speaking of talking, you had Becky and Doudrop have a nice back and forth sit down, like, you know, split screen sit down promo talking about the match and how Doudrop basically calling out Becky, thinking this is going to be an easy match for her. And well, it's not going to be that easy, and pointing out some of Becky's faults. And then, you know, after she got tired of hearing Becky talk, she went up and whooped on Becky.
Mm-hmm.
That was really, it gave, especially Doudrop, who got a lot of talking time in this, a way to hear her voice as a character, which you don't normally get. It was only a 5-minute segment, but you still got more talking from her and more of a, here's my purpose, here's what I'm doing, here's what I'm going for. And then you had Becky being Becky, just sparkling, by the way.
She was a glitter ball.
Pretty much. But yeah, Becky's played her role well. Doudrop played her role well. It was a good, solid promo that gave women a chance to talk. And you don't normally get that in WWE because it's usually, here's the match. Becky gets mic time. Charlotte gets mic time. But not everyone gets mic time. Here on this show, you had at least 6, 7, 8, 9 different female voices.
Mm-hmm.
Besides what happened in the main event, which we'll get to in a minute.
For someone like Doudrop, who you're trying to build and you're trying to establish, and you've kind of had her on a little bit of a roller coaster, having 5 minutes, especially with Becky Lynch, to go back and forth, and they're telling a story between the back and forth where there's a history between them, and they're establishing that history between them, is hugely beneficial because Doudrop held her own. I think what Liv lacked in her feud, Doudrop has. Doudrop has that confidence, and that's just something that Liv didn't have the experience. And you see the difference between having experience versus not having experience and being in this position, and that is that Doudrop is ready, Doudrop is capable. Doudrop really wants to take down Becky. Not that Liv didn't, but Doudrop is ready and chomping at the bit to take down Becky because she understands, like Liv understood, what this means if she can take down Becky. This is going to make her. This is going to establish her as a main event star. And so Doudrop's like, yeah, let's go. Because Doudrop's been a star wherever she's been. It doesn't matter if it was back in the UK. It doesn't matter if it was NXT. It doesn't matter if it's the main roster. She is a star in the making. She knows it. And it's like, you know what? I've sat here. I've been cool. I've done everything I've had to do. This is my shot. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Give me my shot. Give me my chance. Put it on the line. I'm not afraid of you. I can beat you. I know I can beat you. And in terms of challenges, Doudrop does present a very tough challenge for Becky. Not that the other women haven't. But I think she is, in comparison to Liv, I think Doudrop is more of a challenge, just from the experience standpoint.
Yeah. And we'll get more into that Thursday, too.
Yeah. But, I mean, they purposefully went back and established, like, what, a 15-year history between Becky and Doudrop?
Mm-hmm.
So it's there. They're building it. So it's like, it's the devil you know versus the devil you don't know.
Also on this show, the Mysterios beat the Street Profits in a pretty good match. Montez Ford continues to be a star in the making. And then we had the bit where people toss people over the top rope, but Ray outsmarted his own son to start with, which we all know what that means come Sunday. But we also had Ziggler and Rude trying to get involved as well. And yeah. People can throw people over the top rope. It's a tradition like no other.
Hey, you know, you do what you gotta do. Dominic's raring to go. So why not try to trick the old man, except the old man outsmarted him.
Indeed. We had Austin Theory talking to Vince McMahon once again, and, you know, Austin Theory wanted a higher number. Vince's like, I don't have any influence over that. What makes you think I have influence? We watch your history, Vince, on the WWE Network on Peacock.
Vince, you're literally the owner of the company. Like, if anybody could do it, it's you.
So he put him in a match with AJ Styles, and, you know, Austin put AJ over, and Vince says, here's your phone. Better give me a really good selfie. AJ and Austin had a really good match. AJ,
this is fantastic.
Some say phenomenal. AJ would end up getting the win, so that's a good sign for AJ.
Mm-hmm. And I like that they had Austin lose to AJ.
Mm-hmm. It's like, it's not good, and it doesn't hurt Austin Theory. It was a 17-minute competitive match with AJ Styles.
Yeah, it's like, for Austin to take down AJ, it's like,
not there, Jeff. Not there.
Not yet.
Yeah. We had a spelling bee. Yep, we had a spelling bee on Monday Night Raw, part of the Alpha Academy Academic Challenges. So they all spell their words. Riddle's fantastic. But Chad Gable is owning this, by the way. Working with Randy Orton, he's owning it. So Chad Gable, who, you know, Mr. 4.0, ended up spelling the word wrong. Randy would have spelled dumbbell to get the win for the crew. But it would end up being Randy versus Chad Gable. And another really good match with Gable looking really good losing. But again, looking really good with Randy Orton.
I just want to point out to everybody bitching about this segment, or they're like, oh my god, they didn't do this kind of shit back in the Attitude Era. Yes, they did. Yes, they fucking did. They did spelling bees and arm wrestling and all kinds of other stupid shit back in the day. Don't pretend they didn't. Don't lie. This is what you guys are clamoring for, right? You want the good old days back. Here's the good old days. And it led to a really good match.
No, see, I'm going to correct you. We did not have spelling bees back in the Attitude Era. We had Choppy Choppy Pee Pee. This was much better than Choppy Choppy Pee Pee.
I rest my case.
Just saying. This was better than Choppy Choppy Pee Pee and Head Cheese. I'm just pointing that out.
Kennel from Hell, that's all I'm going to say.
Exactly.
Where a dog got turned into a burrito and eaten.
Yes. Kevin Owens took on Damian Priest for the United States Championship. Kevin Owens would win because the Priest turned into a Damien and lost again, and later Damien would get yelled at by Sonya.
I'm trying to like this whole thing they're doing with Damien Priest. I just don't know if I can at this point. Like, it's just, I need more. I need more development with it. Please give me more. Give me a reason why he does this. Is he possessed? Is he have anger issues? Like, why? Why does he do this? Like, we're beyond, I feel like, the shock factor of he's going to do the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, right? Like, the first couple times is great, and then it kind of very quickly loses its novelty. So please go further and explain why he has this light and dark side. Like, what's going on there? Like, give him some depth. Because we had it with Bad Bunny, right? We had the depth with Damian Priest. We got to know Damian Priest through his work with Bad Bunny. So we know, at least in part, who Damian Priest is.
Mm-hmm.
And they've sort of taken that away from him, and they've just made him this very two-dimensional thing. So it's like, I'm interested. I'm still interested in him because I like Damian Priest. I think he's fun. I think he's entertaining. I think he's very talented. But for the love of God, give me more information. Otherwise, the interest is going to wane. Like, again, that is the biggest problem I have with the product, is that there's no depth to anyone. They're just very two-dimensional.
Except one man.
Except one man.
And his name is Brock Lesnar.
I just don't even know what to do with Brock. I just... This idiot walks out in a goddamn cowboy hat, of all things. Like, I'm just sitting here. I was streaming. I was wrapping up my stream, and Brock Lesnar walks out in a goddamn cowboy hat. What am I supposed to do with that?
I love... Okay, so he comes out. He tips his cap, by the way.
He does. He tipped his cap.
He's this big-ass black cowboy hat and walks to the ring. God.
Dressed in his, like, you know, winter formal wear, I guess. Like, he was actually dressed very nice. Top Knot Brock has given way to, I guess, Yellowstone Brock. Is that what this is?
I guess.
I don't know. He had his hair braided. Like, he was dressed up for the occasion.
He's owning it. You can tell he's so invested doing this.
Like, it's just, we're just going to have you do whatever you want and just go out there and don't give a fuck. And he's like, I can do that.
So what they came out for was Lashley and Lesnar in a weigh-in. So Graves questioned what Brock was wearing. And I quote, Mr. Graves, would you like me to get naked for you?
Things you never thought you would hear in wrestling. That.
So you had MVP talk and he did this thing. You had Lashley talk and he talked how this is going to be the shortest title reign of Lesnar's career. That's not a prediction. That's a spoiler. And then, you know, they did. Lesnar replied, oh, look who the comedian is now. And then the morning headlines on Sunday will read that Bobby Lashley beat Brock Lesnar via the Hurt Lock and is the new reigning, defending heavyweight champion of the world, Bobby. Who? That was freaking great. I love this Brock Lesnar. This Brock Lesnar's always been a favorite of mine. But this Brock Lesnar, among any other Brock Lesnar we've ever seen, is the best version of Brock Lesnar.
again, it's what does he have to prove? And the answer is absolutely nothing. He has nothing to prove to anybody. His name and his reputation and his deeds really speak for themselves. And so for Brock, he doesn't care. He's never cared. But now it's, okay, all right, I'm here. It's like, you can tell. He got bored. So he's called Vince and he's like, hey, I want to come wreak havoc on your show. Is that cool? And you pay me to do it? And Vince was like, yeah, sure, let's go. You'll get me ratings. And that's pretty much what happened. And that's pretty much what we're getting. Like, Brock is only here because he has nothing else better to do with his time.
He has no need to do this. He is set for life. He doesn't need this.
Like, he's doing it strictly because he can, and because he's doing this strictly because he can, he doesn't care if he gets suspended. He doesn't care if he gets fired. He doesn't care. Like, that is the full-on emphasis of this. He doesn't care. So he's going to walk around in his cowboy hat or his top knot. He's going to, like, make fun of Roman, and he's going to make fun of Bobby Lashley, because, again, why not?
He's Brock Lesnar.
He's Brock Lesnar. That's the entire character. And it works. It works so well for him. And what's great is Paul Heyman doesn't necessarily have to be with him. Paul Heyman's a great accessory for Brock to have. But what's nice is that it refreshes the act where not all of the responsibility is coming down on Paul Heyman to sell it. Yeah. It's now coming down on Brock to sell with Heyman there if he needs to be. And I like that, because what that allowed Heyman to do was then go be with Roman and work with Roman, and we're seeing the results of that, which is fantastic. And now Heyman's kind of a free agent where he's back with Brock, and he's working behind the scenes with Brock, but Brock is owning the character and selling the character and doing the promo work when he needs to, unless it's something more involved, and then they bring out Paul.
Yeah.
Which is great.
It's fantastic.
It's a wonderful balance.
Speaking of Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins says he'll see him on Friday. He's going to deliver his messages in person.
You know, like you do. That's respectable.
But then the final segment of the show. It was time to celebrate Maryse and her birthday. So Miz is out there and he says all these things about her, brings her out. One, watching him like dance to her music was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. So they're in the ring and it's time to get, you know, he's all excited. It's like, open your first gift. And it's a painting. An original Schomburger, by the way.
My favorite thing is that Schomburger tweeted and he said he confused it for this one, and it's the picture of Xavier and Kofi.
Nice. So it's the two of them dressed up in their royal attire. He's Prince Charming, you know. All that stuff. And then we got the second gift. It was a bag. And then there's a big giant box. Like, what's in the box? You didn't get it for me. I didn't get it for you. You didn't get it for me. So they had a security guy open the box, and it was the brick from that she used last week. And then we had an off-tune happy birthday. Miz owning it, by the way. And then Edge's music hit, and then Edge and Beth come out. And, you know, there's security all around the ringside. He's like, that's not going to stop us. And Edge and Beth just destroy these poor security guards. Like, Edge throws one into the ring post. Beth is just mowing them down. She hits a spear at one point. They're in the ring doing double team maneuvers, like the 3D and the heart attack. They're out here looking to whoop on people. And then the security guard, the final one, is just standing back there, and Edge grabs him. And Miz starts freaking out. It's like, don't ruin the cake. Not the cake. Not the cake. Not the cake. Please, please, please. Not the cake. Not the cake. And then he gets powerbombed through the table onto the cake.
Well, you know that's because, you know, it's like a $500 cake. Like, they waste so much cake on these shows. Like, it's so ridiculous how much food gets wasted on Monday Night Raw and SmackDown and pay-per-views and everything else.
Mm-hmm. But that was a fantastic closing segment.
Well, we kept sitting here and trying to figure out what's going to be the closing segment. And then it's like, oh, right, the birthday party. And it's just like, this was perfect. I also like how Maryse has, like, a whole aesthetic going with, like, the whole corset top situation here.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just like, that's what she's doing this go around, and I'm here for it because she looks fucking fantastic in them.
Mm-hmm.
But like, this was so well done and so well put together, and Miz and Maryse, just, they know what they're doing, they own it. Edge and Beth, they came out and it's just like, okay, all right, just mark me down as scared and horny because here we go. Like, Beth has been rocking my world in ways that are just unimaginable right now, because it's just, she's been so fantastic. Like, when she walked out with that crimp mohawk, it was just like, okay, all right, my interest in wrestling is back. Here we go, Mama Beth with the mohawk and being the glamazon again and being badass, and she's gonna leave me and I'm gonna cry, but it's fine because she's here now. Like, yes, give me this version of the glamazon, because I feel like we never were really able to get this before. And now we're getting Beth as we really should have gotten Beth. And I'm so okay with this.
Totally fine with it.
Totally fine with it.
Completely, completely okay with it. But that's Monday Night Raw. Really good show. Enjoyable. I would say so myself.
I thought this was a great go home. I don't really have a lot of complaints about it. So yeah, good job WWE. Way to make it interesting. Ding.
If you're listening live right now, you can see what your name was in the Royal Rumble entry contest drawing. We'll talk more about it on Thursday on the Rack, which is the next time we're live.
That's right. Tune in. We will be previewing the Royal Rumble, so you don't want to miss that. And we'll have news notes, NXT, all your favorites. It's the Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WallTalkRadio.com.
Well, maybe not NXT this week.
Maybe not NXT this week, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see how much content we have.
It's a Rumble. We're probably talking just Rumble. I think. Maybe. We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see how...
It all depends on how much we have for the Rumble, because I don't think everything is announced.
Yeah, we'll see. Saturday Night Midnight-ish is not CB Radio, because we're not going to be live on Saturday for CB Radio. We're going to be live for the Rack. Extra reviews, the Royal Rumble. Probably around midnight-ish. Or as close as we can get, because two Rumbles and four other matches... We're probably going to be on around 11:30, probably. So tune in for our review of the Royal Rumble live on Saturday night. Following that, on Sunday is Wrestle Talk Radio, which will review the Royal Rumble themselves. We'll be back next Monday for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have Amazon Prime, you can link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You support the channel by clicking that purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use creator code ROCKSUCK or
Lynn's M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop of Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners.
Tell me more, streamer.
So you can follow me on Twitter at LynnsWard, LNSWRD. You can check out my YouTube channel, which is LynnsWard.RackRadioShow.com, or you can search for me on YouTube. It is Lynns Ward. I stream Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Genshin Impact from about 6 p.m. to about 8 p.m. Tomorrow is a very big day because tomorrow the banners are flipping. GeoDaddy is going live in the game for the next like 20 or so days, and we are going to be rolling because I've been saving Prima Gems and Wishes, so we will be rolling for Daddy Zhongli to see if we can get him. So if you want to come and see me spend money, tune in tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, linswar.rockradioshow.com, and if you're really careful, you might spot a rock rolling too. We'll have to see.
She's trying to bend my arm to do it.
I'm trying to bend his arm into letting me steal his content and have him roll on stream and we roll together. But we'll have to see if that actually happens or not. But yeah, tune in tomorrow. I will be rolling for Zhongli. As I said it on stream today, as I've been saying it, if Zhongli decides to be nice to me and I get him early, then I will also be rolling for Ganyu. But there is no guarantee because all of the focus is going on Zhongli. So, tune in for that. Tomorrow, 6 p.m.-ish Eastern. Well, I'll confirm the banners are live before I actually say I'm going live, because that would be awkward. But anyway, tune into my Twitter, at Lynns Ward, for all the details. And I think that's everything.
Follow, subscribe, like the channel, do the things.
Please! I want my own custom YouTube URL.
So do the thing. Tell your friends. Just, they don't have to, just subscribe. Just subscribe to the channel, please. Thank you. Anyway... Don't do us for us here on the Raw Post. We'll see you Thursday night for the Rack and all week long. All there is a Wild Talk Radio Network right here at twitch.tv/WTRLive.
WildTalkRadio.com.